This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Listen, Mark, this is Carol Channing. I'm not at all happy with the buyers asking for some of my jewelry. They're not attached. They're not included. After all, Mark, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Oh, yes.
Bless Mom. We have her on the Rockford bid rotation before we were airing her during a commercial spot. So she gets top billing, double billing today. Thanks, Mom. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, returning guest Chris Kelly, President and CEO of Home Services of America, which owns brokerages like Berkshire Hathaway, mortgage companies, insurance companies, escrow-type companies, no radio stations. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date. We'll take a look at in the first segment, and so I don't forget, first, tracking what's at what's pending, what's in escrow. Just a snapshot at the end of the week. The week ending June 20th, 2025. What's in escrow? And what is the median price? I've been doing this now for 61 weeks. Always did the number pending, but now throwing in the median price. 71 pendings. Last week it was 81. You go, oh, a drop? Well, meanwhile, we've been in the 70s for about 5 weeks. And going back 61 weeks, I see about a year ago, we hit 76 one week, but basically we were never in the 70s. Now, throughout the week, I'm sure we hit 70s just when I check at the end of the week. So 71, not too shabby. The median price last week of the 81 pendings, listings in escrow, single family, Carp to Goleta, $2.3 million. Oh, this can't be right. I must have made a typo. I have down $3.7 million. I'm guessing it's $2.7 million. Make a note. We'll double-check that. So assuming it's $2.7 million, that's a big jump. That's a big jump. Now, year-to-date, we're still up on that median price. I've been in touch with somebody, and I email him listings down in L.A., and he said, do you see any softening of the market yet? I said, well, maybe in some high-end, but even though Montecito hit 6 million year-to-date median price for the last 2 weeks, now Montecito has plummeted to 5,975,000. Just kidding. Still virtually $6 million median price Montecito only year-to-date. And Festivus, for the rest of us, we're at 2,650,000, including Montecito and Hope Ranch. Periodically, we'll remove them. 2,650,000 last year, the last 2 years year to date was 2,275,000. And 2022 is 2,330,000. I mean, basically, 22, 23, and 24, the median price was just very constant. Very constant. So, number of sales, 17.16 sales per week. That's 13% higher year to date than last year's 15.08. And that was 18% higher than the year before's 12.76 sales per week. Again, it's about the first 6 months of the year. We're on week 25 through June 20th, 2025. Montecito, 84 sales year to date. Last year at this time, 68. Year before that, 62. 2022 was 94. The unicorn year, 2021, just off the charts. It's not even worth mentioning, but I will. 168 sales through June 20th, 2025, Montecito only. So that just dwarfs everything. The year before that, it was 84, and today it's 84. So that's the median price. That's year-to-date sales. That's pending. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a lot going back to 2005, but again, I don't really have time because I want to make sure we get our guests on in a timely manner. I will give you this update. on February 10th, 2025, I had a planner on, independent planner, Jarrett Gorin. It's the kind of guy you want to hire if you're going to do a remodel, an addition, an ADU, anything where you need to run the gauntlet with the city or the county. So he was on to discuss a City of Santa Barbara draft creek buffer ordinance. And you're kind of with, if that had passed, you'd be up a creek with an ordinance, without a paddle and with an ordinance. And so now, as of June 19th, 2025, they have put that ordinance on hold. And I reached out to Joran, and he said, it's going to be on hold. They're starting from scratch. It's going to be on hold for at least 8 months plus. And that creek, that the draft of that creek buffer ordinance was draconian. And if you had a creek within a mile of your backyard, you couldn't barbecue anymore. That was in the ordinance. Not quite, but it was tough. It was tough. And I'm not sure what it was going to solve, but nobody seemed to love it. And thankfully, it's gone away. It's gone away. Got a mass email from an agent who was getting bids on a contractor's bids for an addition to a house. I don't know if it's his house or client's house. He's been getting bids to do an addition on a house at $750 per square foot for nothing fancy or high-end, like not Montecito. Is this the current rate, or does anyone have someone reputable at a lower rate, or am I behind the times, which is another way of saying, is this the current rate? I don't have the answer to that. I remember 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, God, I can't think of his name. He was a builder, developer, and he also was involved with the Clausen veterans. God, what's his name? And his wife. So sorry. And he said he, at the time, was just trying to build a garage with no plumbing. And his cost, it was already pushing $400 a square foot. I mean, there was a time when a garage was built for $50 a square foot or $75. $750 a square foot, that used to be high end. I mean, Montecito, you know, $1,000 a square foot. Now, good luck. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with my guest, Chris Kelly. He's the CEO and president of Home Services of America, which owns everything. They pretty much just own everything. Let's keep it simple. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.